Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First shooting at a FedEx facility near the airport in Indianapolis, Indiana on Thursday night. Police say the shooter took his own life at the scene. Tokyo Olympic chief Seiko Hashimoto said on Friday that Japan was committed to holding a safe games this summer, but a surge in COVID-19 cases prompted an expansion of contagion controls and with new calls for the games to again be postponed or canceled. Japan's top health experts have acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic has entered a fourth wave in Japan. It's being reported Nicholas Burns, a career diplomat, is in the final stages of vetting to serve as President Biden's ambassador to China. The U.S. relationship with China will be the most critical and consequential of Biden's presidency. From trade to Taiwan, the stakes are pretty high. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine update with Tim Berg.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past six races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well. Grippy pit boxes. You won't see two tires here. Four tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second will be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during a green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip. One, please.
19 takes one.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you got the address, right? BillMartinezShow.com. Real treat for you. Ken Starr is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken Starr has had what all of us would know as a distinguished career in academia, the law, and public service, currently of counsel to the Lanier Law Firm. Ken served as president and chancellor of Baylor University. This is why he's so proud, because the Baylor Bears men's national basketball champions. So we'll make sure we mention that and highlight it, because you know, the Starr family is still bouncing around the house with pom-poms and everything. Just
bouncing bears. Bouncing.
Hey, yes, exactly. What a great run for the Baylor Bears. I know you're proud of them and these young men. I mean, what dedication and teamwork they exemplified.
Yes, and they've got a great leader and coach, Scott Drew, who coaches those young men beyond the game. He cares mm-hmm. about them as human beings. He cares about their families. So thank you for those kind words. Go Bears.
Yes, exactly. Well, we had to get that in there. I mean, after all, national champions and all. Ken, I got to tell you, I cannot thank you enough for the book, Religious Liberty in Crisis. Being a man of faith myself as well, you really encouraged me in this book, because we've been saying on the show for quite a while that, you know, religious liberty has been in the crosshairs of the left. There is a war on religious liberty, and people of faith have kind of been rather casual about it, as evidenced by their response during this COVID time. And you mentioned this, you mentioned these, you know, the aspects of what we're dealing with culturally in the book, and COVID-19 is just one of several that you mentioned.
Yes, and you know what? David of biblical fame had a slingshot. We have the Constitution, and it's a pretty yes. powerful slingshot to defend ourselves, but especially to defend religious liberty. And Bill, you and I both know this is our first freedom. The very first 16 yes. words of the First Amendment go to protecting religious freedom, and it is under assault. It's certainly in crisis in state after state, and so we need to equip ourselves. And so the good news that I hope to bring in this book to lay readers, I don't want this to be a law book. I want it to be a book for citizens who care about America's culture of freedom, including religious liberty, and for it to be a source not just of comfort, but a tool that they can use in the battle for the hearts and minds, including, frankly, of our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think it's quite interesting that the left, the Marxist left, has gone after this foundational element of our Constitution. Without our faith, without religious liberty, the Constitution implodes, doesn't it, Ken?
Absolutely. John Adams put it so well when he said, our Constitution is for a religious people. And if we don't have this foundation of faith, and we're certainly moving in that direction, then the Constitution stops working. Now, why is that? So, that doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does, because without this biblical faith foundation, then it becomes a matter of power. Who has power? And aren't we seeing that? Aren't we seeing in governor's mansions? Aren't we seeing that, frankly, in Washington, D.C.? We have the power, therefore we're going to work our will. As opposed to, wait a second, what happened to the spirit of reasoned discourse, the prophet Isaiah, come let us reason together? No, get out of the way. We're in charge here. And so exactly. What do we do when the bulldozers start coming in? Well, we have something that's mightier than the sword, and that is the Constitution and the faith foundation on which it's based.
Well, exactly, because we know that our liberties do not come from the government. They come from God themselves. I mean, our founding fathers made it clear that God was our source for our liberties. I mean, this is the very thing that draws people from nations around the world, you know, to this country, is because of liberty. In this particular case, we're talking religious liberty, but that is tied into you know, the whole idea of freedom, because without religion, without God's hand, and as George Washington say, the hand of providence himself, we don't have liberty.
Yes, and we don't have the foundation for saying, you know, your view counts. Why do we have freedom of speech as well as freedom of faith? It's because we respect one another, as opposed to I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to cancel you out. But thank you for lifting up the vision of the founding. This is the Declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We don't have to prove them. We don't have to demonstrate them.
Right.
We don't even need to debate them. If you want to debate them, we can. You have the right to do that. But what are these? That these we are endowed by our Creator. Those are the words of the Declaration. And it's why William O. Douglas, who was very much a person of the progressive left, as a justice could say so many years ago, but his words ring true today. And these are the words of William O. Douglas speaking for the Supreme Court. We are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. And I think people could say amen to that. So
yes,
as we
amen.
Move toward this age of secularism, and especially hostile secularism to religious faith, then we need to equip ourselves so we can be effective and winsome advocates without ever having set foot in a law school.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what people need to have their eyes open to see is that the attack on religious liberty is so obvious. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. We've seen this playbook before, and what they're trying to do, I mean, it's like the Book of Romans again. We're reminded there's this great exchange that's coming into play here. It's our God for their God, our big G God for their small G God, and every time this has happened historically, it has meant devastation to the people.
Complete this. Such a powerful biblical message, isn't it? I'm now rereading the book of Jeremiah. We're warning. Please,
right.
Stop doing what you're doing. The God's in high places. And so it was C.S. Lewis who said, man's natural state seems to be paganism. You know, we're wired to believe. And so I think what's happening in the cultural debate that's underway now is, we have social media, we have entertainment, we have sports, etc. We don't need this, you know, God is dead, Nietzsche, God is dead,
right.
Or God is irrelevant. And so we need to be able, with that kind of hostility, is expressed to religion, and then to, here is what I think is so foundational to who we are as a free people, freedom of conscience and respecting conscientious objectors. And maybe we can talk about a case or two that involves exactly that, conscientious objectors who've been protected in this country. Even before, during the revolution, every single state protected the individual conscience, the conscientious objectors who could not take up arms against the British. They respected
exactly.
that. We're moving away from that right now.
Yeah, let's get into detail on the other side of the break. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Ken Starr and his new book after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Independent, we are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Also great to be talking with Ken Starr. We're talking about his new book, Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty. Ken, before we went to break, you brought up the idea of conscientious objection, and there's liberty in that, right?
Absolutely. The very idea of human dignity means I can't go along with that. And so government should not be coercing individuals in matters of conscience, except for the most paramount, compelling kinds of reasons. In our country, Bill, you and I so share this so deeply. Liberty is the baseline. Freedom is the baseline. And so if an individual, and let's just use the case of Jack Phillips, the now famous cake maker, designer in Denver in Lakewood, Colorado, he couldn't in conscience, even though he will serve everyone, regardless of their race, national origin, their gender identity, their sexual orientation, he'll serve anyone and everyone. But there's certain things he can't do. He won't celebrate a divorce. I want a cake, a design cake, not just a cake. He'll sell you a cake in the shop, but I want you to design a specialty cake to celebrate my divorce. No, I can't do that. To celebrate Halloween. No, I can't do that. I can celebrate All Saints Day, but not Halloween. I view that as demonic. Now, not everybody's going to agree with that, right? And, other Christian bakers will say, oh, okay, I don't mind doing it. If you want to celebrate it, I'm going to do it. But what about the person who's an act of conscience, and this is what he could not do? He could not celebrate a same-sex marriage. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission then said, then you are a very naughty guy. This is a mischievous mask for discrimination and hatred and bigotry. Just a terrible thing said about Jack Phelps. Guess what? The Supreme Court said, Colorado Civil Rights Commission, 7-2, you are evincing hostility to religion. You cannot do that as government officials.
That's huge. That's huge with that kind of return, 7-2. It's not even close.
Massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big victory for people of faith and for Jack as well. And certainly we followed and reported on that story. Give us another story of conscientious objection.
Yes, they're underway as we see in so many news reports. But another happy ending with the owners of Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, 600-plus stores around the country. Wonderful stores. These are people of faith who could not, in conscience, provide the full panoply of contraceptive services required by the Obama administration. The Obama administration, as part of its regulation, said you've got to provide these 21 separate kinds of services, methods of contraception, and so forth. The Green family, deeply faithful evangelical Christians, said, Caesar, we can do 17 of these, but we can't do 4 because we view those with science supporting them as abortifacients, right? This comes after conception, and to us, life begins. Human life begins at conception. And the government said, I'm so sorry, you just have to bow down to Caesar. And the Supreme Court of the United States, more divided court, but nonetheless still upheld the Hobby Lobby Green family's view that we cannot do that as a matter of conscience, in a mighty opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, who, by the way, is one of the unsung heroes of the Supreme Court. In case after case, Justice Sam Alito is such a powerful and eloquent voice for religious liberty. And there are times when the entire court agrees with the proposition of religious liberty, especially when it comes to issues of autonomy, including, and this is so important for people, of Christian schools and keeping the government out of regulating religious schools in the terms of schools deciding who will teach. And we're going to, I'm sorry, we're going to make a decision that may even go against the civil rights laws of the United States, but we have that right to do it. And the court upheld that 9-0.
Yeah, the right of autonomy, right?
Exactly. The right of autonomy is so important to religious life, to faith communities.
Well, Ken Starr, religious liberty in crisis, you mentioned render to Caesar in referencing Jesus in the book. You said Jesus said very clearly, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And it is imperative upon people of faith to know the difference, right?
Absolutely. And what the book strives to do, and I hope with some success, is to identify six great principles of religious liberty that every citizen, even high schoolers, I think even middle school kids, but certainly high school kids and beyond, can steep themselves through homeschooling or whatever, Sunday school classes, can avail themselves of this tool and to say, we want to become not just better informed, we all want to be well informed, but we want to be effective soldiers of freedom, peace-loving, winsome soldiers. And these six great principles, such as autonomy, such as freedom of conscience, such as freedom from coercion, these great principles, which aren't just some philosophical framework of thinking about life, these are principles that are in our Constitution.
And this is why it's so important that every American knows their rights, because we know the educational systems have been overtaken by the Marxists. They've been indoctrinating our kids. I mean, it is amazing around the households of America, Ken, when the kids come home on college break around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they're sitting around the dinner table, and the conversations, and the parents are in shock. They're going, what happened to my child in a very short number of months? And I send them to this expensive college for them to come back and be fully indoctrinated in a short period of time.
It's very dispiriting, and so we have to do homeschooling, so to speak, in the informal sense of let's talk around the table, but we want to be informed so that we have the arguments to rebut the terrible kinds of things, including, frankly, that this country is a bad country. If this country is such a bad country, why are people knocking at the door, climbing over walls and so forth to get in? And if socialism is so great, why aren't people moving to Venezuela? They are moving out of Venezuela. And they would be happy if they could, if those who are there would be happy if they could get out. Cuba, how many people are leaving Miami to migrate to Cuba? And how many?
Yeah. So, no, the boats are always going north, aren't they? they're not going south.
And they're going to freedom. You know, the Statue of Liberty, isn't that just perfect? You know, it started out as a gift just to symbolize friendship between the people of France and the people of the United States. But here it is. It's now this powerful symbol. And I think, to be honest, Governor Cuomo needs to sail out and look up at the Statue of Liberty a bit more, and so does Mayor de Blasio. But that's the point. People are coming to the United States because we are the sweet land of liberty, and shame on those in the educational world who would, shall I just say, dump on America. Of course, every country is imperfect. We understand that. The human race has fallen. We have much that we need to be accountable for and so forth. But let's not ignore the fact that our country is founded on freedom. And by the way, I do need to get out these wonderful, powerful words of the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 and then passed again by the First Congress in 1789. Religion, this is in federal law, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. So there it is. You know, those three legs of the stool, those three pillars. Mm-hmm. And if people say, oh, well, America was founded on slavery, excuse me, the Northwest Ordinance, which had those words, forbade slavery in the Northwest Territory, which really began with Ohio. We're not talking about Oregon and Washington State. We're talking about Ohio and Indiana and Michigan. We're talking about the heartland of America.
Perfectly said, Ken Starr. Congratulations on the book. It is a true gift, and I appreciate all the effort that went into it. Religious Liberty in Crisis, Exercising Your Faith in an Age of Uncertainty, available now and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, Bill. Thank you. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people were dead after a shooting at a FedEx facility near the airport in Indianapolis, Indiana on Thursday night. Police say the shooter took his own life at the scene. Tokyo Olympic chief Seiko Hashimoto said on Friday that Japan was committed to holding a safe games this summer, but a surge in COVID-19 cases prompted an expansion of contagion controls, and with new calls for the games to again be postponed or canceled. Japan's top health experts have acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic has entered a fourth wave in Japan. It's being reported Nicholas Burns, a career diplomat, is in the final stages of vetting to serve as President Biden's ambassador to China. The U.S. relationship with China will be the most critical and consequential of Biden's presidency. From trade to Taiwan, the stakes are pretty high. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
And Bill Martinez for the truth and common sense, and certainly when it comes to this whole debate over the climate, going back to all the phone news and reporting that was presented to us, disgustingly when you think about it. I mean, a former vice president, the information, the hyperbole that he put out, I mean, he did more damage, I believe, in trying to solve this issue and to raise the stewardship level of the American people regarding our climate and what is happening exactly what do we know, exactly about climate change? I mean, and maybe that's a tough question to ask, because we go into asking these questions of scientists and think that we're going to get empirical evidence, when the idea of science is it's a constant investigation. And that seems to be the case whenever we're talking about climate change. Well, the author of the book, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom, with 11 chapters exposing the many environmental scare stories repeated daily in the media and by our leaders that should know better, he's with us, Dr. Patrick Moore. He's the co-founder of Greenpeace, who currently sits on the board of directors of the CO2 Coalition. Dr. Moore, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bill, and for such a good introduction there.
Well, you know, we have been in search for the truth on this issue and so many things. I mean, this is a proven formula, and we keep trying to chase this down and hoping that we would get credible people and scientists and people like yourself who have a handle on the facts that can give us a kind of a snapshot state of the union, and understanding that this is dynamic, that we're still understanding stuff. But some of these projections, you wonder, are they really in the realm of liberty, or are they in the realm of control?
Well, yeah, the realm of control is a key point, but let's begin with the fact that the future is different than the present and the past. Mm-hmm. We know about the present and the future the past.
Right,
the future is unknown to us. And we know some things about the future, like when the tide will be high and when the sun will come up, because they are perfectly regular cycles that we understand very completely, and they're fairly simple. But the climate is not simple. That's why it's the longest chapter in my book on many different subjects, many of which are quite complicated. But almost nothing is more complicated than the climate issue. And the big problem with it is that it's based on something that is invisible, carbon dioxide. So no one in the public can actually see what carbon dioxide is supposedly doing. Let's start with some generalities. The climate is always changing and always has. Time does not stop. Time continues on, and things change as time continues on. And that is true of the climate as much as it is for absolutely anything. The other thing is there is absolutely nothing out of the ordinary with the weather or climate today than the last 10,000 years of this interglacial period called the Holocene, which is one of many interglacial periods between the glacial maximums, when basically half of North America was covered in a sheet of ice. And the last time that happened was 20,000 years ago. These are 100,000-year cycles.
Mm-hmm.
We know them very well. But as soon as you get into 100,000-year cycles, people's eyes start glazing over. Well,
right.
100 years is a blink in the eye of geological time. We're talking millions of years here, where we actually know quite a lot about the past history of the climate. And from that, we can say some things about the possible future climate. But what they're talking about now, 1 degree increase in temperature is going to fry the earth or something, and that the world is coming to an end, like this is baby talk.
Yes.
The world isn't coming to an end. What would that look like? Does it explode? Does it catch on fire? No, it's not coming to an end. These are all totally fake catastrophes that they are foisting on us to make billions of dollars. And I'll just give you my general thesis. I call it the unified thesis of scare stories. And it's about the fact that nearly every scare story, and I think actually everyone, is about something that is either invisible, like carbon dioxide, radiation, or whatever is supposed to be bad in GMOs.
Right.
Actually, it must be invisible because they can't show it to us. It doesn't even have a name or a chemical formula. So actually, in the case of GMOs, it doesn't exist. The bad thing is non-existent. But with CO2 and radiation, of course, they are real things, but they're invisible. So people can't see what's going on and are therefore susceptible to scare stories from the activists, the media, the politicians, and the scientists, all of whom are working in concert to invent these scare stories to make billions of dollars every year. If the climate wasn't scary, it wouldn't make any money talking about it. You just have people who are actually studying it, and, you know, it would take some science to continue to study it. But the scare story is where the big money is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no basis in that scare story, because carbon dioxide is not a poison. It is the food for all life on Earth. That's what plants use, along with water, to make sugar for the energy for all life on the planet. It's so backwards what they're doing to our minds, and it's only because they want money and power from making scare stories that are totally fabricated and made up, and the average person can't judge for themselves, can't observe for themselves, or verify these stories because they're based on things that are either invisible or the other category, so remote, like polar bears and coral reefs and the so-called Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is actually fake, that they can't check whether they exist or not because they're too far away.
Exactly.
So people can make up stories about them. Tell me a scare story that is based on something that isn't either invisible or remote or both, and I'll wonder why I never thought about it.
How you could have missed it after all this research and studying it. Dr. Moore, let me ask you this, just a little bit of a sidebar here regarding carbon dioxide, because you you reminded us of something that I've been trying to remind our audience repeatedly with this mask issue, that we're, you know, our participation in the cycle of life within the environment is the exhalation of carbon dioxide. And we are impeding that with masks. We may not be impeding it with any great measure, but it seems to be counterintuitive on its face. Am I missing something here?
Well, one thing everyone's missing is that masks don't stop viruses. They're much smaller than the seams in between the threads of a mask. You have to wear a very sophisticated, expensive device in order to prevent viruses from coming in or going out of you. And the whole thing is a control measure. I believe these masks are like some kind of a bondage symbol. And here you have the president walking out in the open at Arlington Cemetery with nobody around him.
Right.
And he's wearing a mask.
And he's been vaccinated.
Yes. Well, apparently vaccination isn't any good for you. But the whole COVID thing, it's not a fake thing. I mean, it is a true thing, but it's being overblown and used for power and money in the same way as the fake invisible catastrophes and threats of doom are. I don't know which subject you'd like me maybe to elaborate on a bit. There's polar bears, there's coral reefs, there's climate change itself, and other issues. Do you have a choice?
We'll hone in on that. I just wanted to go a little sidebar here on the mask, because you'd mentioned carbon dioxide, and I keep saying to people, I go, we learned this kids in school. You know, the process that it is the plant gets their, you know, their breath, their life from our carbon dioxide, and now here we are impeding it. And here you've got all these environmentalists supposedly, and they've ignored that. They don't even bring that into the conversation. The other issue, a little bit kind of a sidebar, in terms of where all these things come together and the motivation that these people have. And by my observation, Dr. Moore, it seems to me that there's this DNA of eugenics in them, that they really don't believe that the Earth can sustain the population levels that we are at today, or will be able to sustain the population levels if they continue to grow in the next 20 years. I want to get your comment on that, and then we'll get into the other issues that we need to talk about as well right after the break. Stay with us. More from Dr. Moore after this.
You have a mortgage? Refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Pick up at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We're talking, the climate, the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but with Dr. Patrick Moore, author of Fake and Visible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. He brought up a good point in the first segment, and that is that sometimes we can be so far away from something and or that it's so invisible that we really can't tell. And yet we believe in these scientists on the face until they get to that point where their arrogance takes them to atmospheres that nobody should travel in. And this is the case, I believe, with some of the scientists that have been leading the way regarding COVID-19. And we're seeing this exposure on a daily basis whenever Dr. Fauci comes to the forefront. My irritation with Dr. Fauci for quite a while here, which has not been reported on, Dr. Moore, is that he had a team of people that he paid for. And he paid for them against the will of then-President Barack Obama. Barack Obama says, I'm not interested, don't do it. He went ahead and did it anyway, invested, I think, $3 million to build this lab in Wuhan. His men go, his staff goes there, and after about 18 months, they discover, they say, wow, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're out of control. We're going to have a problem here. I mean, and this is a level of security, I mean, in terms of a lab that needed to be so precise and so extreme because of the dangerous viruses that they were dealing with. But 18 months later, the staff from Dr. Fauci exit stage left. They come back. They say, hey, they're cowboys. So then what are we about a year later, maybe another 18 months, somewhere between a year, 18 months later, COVID starts to break out. And Dr. Fauci is quiet. What is all that about? He knows.
Well, it's one thing to blame the Chinese 100% on this, and they are culpable, of course, but it's bigger than that. First off, these kind of experiments trying to make a virus more infectious than it was in the wild, in the bats that it came from, that's unconscionable. They're doing that with the rationale that we have to make it more infectious so that we can figure out a way to stop it if it ever gets more infectious by itself. Like, it is true that viruses evolve in other animals, like bird flu is called bird flu for a reason. Mm-hmm. And because we have domestic animal herds of all kinds of mammals and birds, their viruses have sometimes been passed to us. Many of our really serious communicable diseases have come from our domestic animals. Read Guns, Germs, and Steel by Jared Diamond, won the prize for the best book of the year by the President's Award in 99. And so there's all kinds of knowledge about this, and that kind of experimentation should be stopped. It's caused this whole thing to happen. And who knows how long this COVID virus is going to continue to be infectious and to evolve further inside humans. Once it gets in humans, it then is able to evolve to the human traits and to combat our biological defenses, our immune system. So it was a terrible thing that happened here, and there's lots of blame to spread around. And Fauci is part of it, a big part of it. He was largely responsible for creating this thing, and now he's bouncing all over the walls like a two-year-old.
Right.
And can't even explain why we still have to wear masks after we get vaccinated. And you got Chelsea Clinton coming out saying that Tucker Carlson...
Another scientific genius,
he
right?
He dares to question Fauci.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous situation. But back to carbon dioxide for a sec, Bill. Mm-hmm. Is that okay if I do that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'll let you transition. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to laugh at people who said their plants like it when they talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like plants don't have ears, right? They can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, last time we checked.
When you breathe on plants, which you have to do while you're talking to them, you're giving them 40,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide from your lungs, which we breathe out every time we breathe. That is 100 times as much as is in the air.
Wow.
So we are giving them supersaturated fertilizer when we talk to them. No wonder they like it.
Yes.
And if
you have a politician breathing on, that's really super duper fertilizer, but that's a whole other topic. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
You left that up for me. I'm sorry. I had to take advantage.
Let me just tell the people about polar bears for a minute, because everybody has been scared right down to the little kids that the polar bears are going to disappear and they're all nice and cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, polar bears would not exist if it wasn't for climate change. Now people go scratch their head. I'll tell you why. Because before, when the Earth was warm, and that was only 10 million years ago, seems like a drop in the bucket compared to the life of the Earth, 4.6 billion years, there was no polar bears then. There were only brown bears, which we call grizzly bears. In Europe, they call them brown bears, but they're the same species. They're all around the whole Earth's circumference. And when it started cooling into this Pleistocene ice age about 3 million years ago, it suddenly froze over in the Arctic, suddenly within, you know, a million years.
Mm-hmm.
And froze over in the Arctic, so a whole new environment was created. And the polar bear evolved from the grizzly bear to take advantage of this new environment. Its fur turned white as camouflage. Its whole digestive system changed to be more carnivorous, because it's eating seals pretty well as a regular diet for most of its life, of the whole year, it's eating seals. So that's why polar bears exist, is because of climate change, going into this Pleistocene ice age that we've been in for the last 2.5 million years. Now, in 1976, coming forward to a time when people might be able to grasp the actual calendar of the situation, In 1973, wildlife biologists went to all the countries around the world and said the polar bears are in trouble. They're overhunting them. There's no restrictions on hunting polar bears. People are now going up, finding it easy to get to the Arctic and hire a guide and go out and get a few polar bear rugs for in front of their fireplace. Mm-hmm. And we've got to do something about this. In 1973, all the polar nations signed a treaty ending the unrestricted hunting of polar bears. How many politicians and medias ever tell us that?
Oh, no.
They never tell us that. The children don't know that. The parents don't know that. The people don't know that. They signed this treaty. The polar bear population had been reduced to 6,000 to 8,000 at that point. There are 30,000 to 50,000 today. It's been a nearly 50-year recovery period. They're doing just fine. They are fat and happy. National Geographic shows you one starving old polar bear because starvation is the main cause of death in polar bears because they're a top predator. Nothing eats them, right? So they die of old age. There are no nursing homes for polar bears.
They get too slow. They can't catch their prey anymore.
Yeah, well, their teeth wear out, too.
Right.
It's like with sea lions is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Their teeth wear out is the main reason they end up dying, is because they can't chew their food anymore, and they can't grasp a prey anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just simple ecological facts. But the fact is, polar bears are doing just fine. And the fact that the ice is melting a bit more in the summer is actually good for the production of food in the Arctic Ocean from plankton, from sunlight hitting the sea. If the sea is totally covered in ice, it's pretty hard for the sea to make plankton. And plankton is the basis of the food chain in the whole Arctic Ocean. Therefore, there's now more seals for the polar bears than there were when the ice was heavier. It's not a question of all ice or no ice. There's a happy medium of in between where there's just the right amount of ice, and we're about that right now.
But yet the climate alarmists would want us to believe otherwise. Again, this goes back to this false narrative that they've got a hold of. And, you know, sadly, Al Gore and his celebrated movie, and, of course, some of these other environmentalists and these greenies are doing this. And, again, I go back to that original question of what is their motivation? What is their worldview? I don't see it. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not deriving from their statements and their actions that it is for the benefit of all good. It is more driven to what we talked about earlier, and I want to cycle back to that and allow you to address that a little bit more, and that is that we're overpopulated.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons you might not understand it, just like me, is you're not a megalomaniac that wants all the power and money in the world for themselves.
Right.
These people are egomaniacs, and none of the high-profile climate activists are actually scientists. Al Gore and Greta Thunberg and Leonardo DiCaprio and all these fakers, they are not scientists. Mm-hmm. They are fakers, and that's why it's a fake invisible catastrophe and threat of doom. As far as there being too many people, why don't these people who think there's too many people have the courtesy to go first and make a donation to reducing the human population? They think they are the chosen ones, the blessed ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are the good guys that should stay behind. It's all the other bad people who should have to go first, apparently. Well, no. If all of those people who think there's too many people would just get out of here, this would be a lot more enjoyable place to live, because I don't want people telling me that I should be dead.
Yes.
I know I shouldn't be dead. I'm alive and happy, and the Earth is thriving. The CO2 that we have put into the atmosphere is causing a global greening. The entire Earth is greening more than it was before, because CO2 was so low, it was the main factor limiting the growth of trees and food crops. This is all on the Internet. Just look up global greening or the CO2 fertilization effect. And after you've done that, look up my book on Amazon.com, Fake Invisible Catastrophes and Threats of Doom. Read the reviews. They're almost all 5-star, and there's getting on to be close to 1,000 of them now. People are reading it and loving it. And it's getting my peers in this area, climate change skeptics, or whatever you want to call us. Please don't call us science deniers, because that's trying to associate us with the Holocaust.
Exactly.
That's what our detractors.
Well, tell you what, Dr. Moore, look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation. You've been awesome. Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic?